Next up on Morning Becomes Eclectic, a very special session today, known widely as Cat Stevens and now simply Yusef, performing songs from his new album Road Singer, Yusef Islam, live on KCRW.
Seekers this way, a fairy sat and laughed and threw a petal my way. As I neared the bridge, two soldiers stood and stared. No one passes by us, but hey, you're welcome here. Carried on down the road to the marketplace. I was still alone, no one knew my face. Then a stranger sang, a voice like the wind. Then the hills began to sing. Ain't no good to sit and moan. Time rolls on, and so we travel on. Never did I imagine what a dawn would be, till I opened my eyes to see. It was welcoming me. At the end of my days, on my way home, I pause a while to gaze upon the sacred stone. There it stood in the middle of the holy domain. Then the people came out to say, welcome home again. Time rolls on, and so we carry on. Time rolls on, ain't no good to sit and moan. Time rolls on, and so we travel on. Time rolls on, ain't no good to sit alone. All kinds of roses grow in my garden.
All kinds of creatures, all kinds of creatures, all kinds of creatures run on my land. All kinds of children, all kinds of children, all kinds of children play in my yard. So many feelings flow through my blood. All kinds of people, all kinds of people, all kinds of people make up my life. All kinds of faces, all kinds of faces, all kinds of faces show me their love. All kinds of lanterns, all kinds of lanterns, all kinds of lanterns light up the dark. There's only one God. Only one God has a place in my heart. All kinds of roses, all kinds of roses, all kinds of roses grow in my garden.
Our guest this morning on KCRW has been on a remarkable journey. Many know him for his former stage persona, Cat Stevens. Others know him simply as Yusuf. We are so pleased to welcome the Rhodes singer, Yusuf Islam. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good.
So, Rhodes singer, the new album. This is your second album in the last few years. How does it feel to be performing in front of audiences? How does it feel to be recording again?
Well, it's very refreshing. Obviously, the break gave me a whole lot more sort of, if you like, space and time to gather a lot more of life's experiences, you may say, and in a way that's helped build whole lot of new stories and pictures, which now I'm able to sing and write about today, you know, so that's kind of fresh.
A relatively small group enjoyed a concert in Los Angeles recently, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are wondering if there will be other shows.
Well, because I've got so many other kind of, I don't know, ideas and projects, one of them being a musical, quite a big project. My time is kind of slim on touring, but yeah, I'm interested to do more. I particularly want to go to places I've never been before, you know, like New Zealand, you know. I've seen pictures of it, you know, and I think, well, one day I've got to get there. So I would like to do some kind of a world tour, but it'll be a hopping tour, you know. It won't be like, you know, with long gaps in between, probably.
You know, sitting in the room with you and your band over the last few minutes, I can tell that there's a real comfort level and friendship there. So it must be a good feeling just to pick right up and play music again.
It is. I'm very grateful to have, you know, with me again, Alan Davis, who's been with me from the beginning.
Yeah, talk about your relationship with him, because he really has been your friend and a musician you've worked with for many years.
Well, you know, we met really through through our producer, through Paul Samuel Smith, and he knew him, I think, from some kind of recordings he'd done, and anyway, he got him to come on the early sessions, which was the first time I was going into studio again after a long break, you know, we just kind of hit it off because his kind of guitar picking just complemented my strumming, and the way that we kind of played together just made it all come, you know, sound good.
We're joined by Yusuf on KCRW. Tell us the story of you coming back to music, because I believe your son played a role in you picking up the guitar.
You know, I'd become a Muslim, and a lot of people, you know, got ideas about what that means, but, you know, for me it was a very, it's a very clear spiritual path that means that, you know, so you start to look at life in a way that, you know, you're looking at the end, the outcome, you know, what, where you're heading to. So, you know, that was important thing. And at one point I asked the, you know, the religious advisor in the mosque there in London, I said, you know, I said, I'm a singer, you know, is that all right? He said, no, that's fine, you know, continue making records, no problem. He kind of gave a hesitation about the performances because, you know, at that time I might have been a little slimmer than I am today, a little younger, a little bit more, thing. Anyway, whatever. He said, well, you know, cool it on that side. But I understood it as being a green light. But then there were other kind of voices, which were quite strong, quite virulent, you know, about this issue and saying, well, it's dodgy and it's dangerous and, you know, the sex, drugs, rock and roll, you know, all kind of mixed in that picture. So I said, well, you know what? I need a break anyway. So look, I just put my down my guitar. And no, I didn't put it down. Actually, I sold it for charity, all my guitars and my pianos. And I just got a life, you know, I just started kind of afresh and began a family. It's a whole story there, of course, but coming back to the issue of music.
Was music part of your life throughout that period? For instance, did you listen to your own music in that time?
Not really. I wasn't really interested in what was going on. Don't forget, I hit the 80s at that point. I mean, the 80s, meaning that the musical scene at that moment, I think, was probably the best time I could have got out. And, you know, I don't want to blame anybody, but it just, it went through as kind of a lull, you know. And what was it? You know, disco began it, if you like, and it just didn't really seem to be going anywhere anyway. So, and I wanted to, you know, just to, as I say, get a life. But then, of course, later on, I start studying. Of course, I'm studying the whole time. I'm learning more and more every day. And gradually, I realize that this whole issue is very much, you know, connected to context, content. You know, what are you doing? Why are you doing it? And so from that point of view, music itself is completely, it's perfectly innocent. It's perfectly natural. But where you put it, how you kind of convey it and what your intentions are, you know, decides and colors that, the actual outcome. So you only have to look, for instance, at Islamic Spain. You know, this was like 1,000 years ago, whatever. And, you know, that they were introducing music into the culture. They were bringing the guitar from Baghdad to Europe. And Europe hadn't really seen it before. I mean, maybe the Greeks had it like early on as a scientific kind of play tool, but it wasn't really a public instrument used for entertaining. And so you can see that there was in the civilization a use of music, very healthy use, you know, and I started realizing, hey, you know, I may have a job to do. And it was about the time of 9/11, you know, I hadn't sung Peace Train for years. I said, this is the time. And that was a very important moment.
Yusuf joins us live on Morning Becomes Eclectic, right here on 89.9 KCRW.
It's a nice song. It reminds me of the old days. It's a... called Lily White.
Back upon the mended road I pause, taking time to check the dial, and the lily white I never knew a name, but she'll be passing my way sometime again. Thank you.
the wheel of change. Taking time to check the dial. Thank the lily white, I never knew her name, but she'll be passing my way sometime again. She'll be passing my way sometime again. This song was always supposed to go into Don't Be Shy. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. Just lift your head and let your feelings out instead. Don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. On by, 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 on by. You know love is better than a song. Love is where all of us belong. So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. And you're there, you're there, you're there. So don't be shy, just let your feelings roll on by. Don't wear fear, or nobody will know you're there. And you're there, 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 you're there.
Joined by Youssef on KCRW.
Your son is a musician, yes?
He is.
Do you write and perform with him?
No, he's kind of, he wants, you know, he's his own man and wants to do it his way. And but I've helped him a little bit on his first album. His name's Yorios. And that's interesting too, because Yorios is really the Greek pronunciation of my father's name, which is Giorgio. You know, in English we say Georgia. So he took my father's name, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. But now he's got a band called Nokshi, and he kind of prefers it. You know, he's kind of did the solo bit, and he went, I don't know about this. He got a band together and kind of surrounded himself with good musicians, and so he's on the road now. Yeah, and we hope to be playing together too very soon.
That would be wonderful. How has the time away from the stage helped you appreciate certain songs? Because I'm feeling that, and you've mentioned in performance that maybe the beginning of an idea is something that you're carrying on, you're picking up on now. There's this appreciation for these older songs. Is that true now?
Absolutely true. I mean, it's amazing how much more meaningful some of the songs have become. I mean, at some point I break down and cry when I start singing some of these things.
Why is that, do you think?
It's emotion. I don't know.
These things take time, I
guess. Foresights, you know, that happen in the the weird unseen world of music. You know, it's like things come to you and later you realize what they are and how important they are. And so some of the words, you know, back upon the mended road and touching the wheel of change. You know, wheel of change is a big idea, you know. And change in itself is what life is all about. And if anything, that's what my life's been about, you know, developing. On my latest album, I have a song called Be What You Must. I took it from a German philosopher who wrote, you know, to be what you must give up what you are. You know, that's a profound statement.
Change.
Change. It's all to do with change. And we work well when we're changing. When we're thinking, when we're not just repeating, you know, something we did yesterday. I think that's what a lot of life is about, should be.
We're joined by Yousef on KCRW. Let's hear some music from the album Road Singer, and we'll return with more conversation with Yousef live.
When I hold your hand, I could fly a zillion miles with you. When I see your grace, I can see all God's words come true. Every little bird above the haze and fish beneath the waves knows about you. Wouldn't they do? When I see your eyes, I can see rainbows in the sky. Being with you, all who parted reunite. Every little pearl drop in the clouds and stones beneath the ground are waiting for you. Wouldn't they do? Whatever you say lightens up the burdens of the day. Whatever you do makes us ever want to follow you. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you. Every burning comet that zooms, and angels too, think about you. Wouldn't they do? About you, I could climb a mountain in the dark, listening to you. Flowers dance in the park. Whatever they say, whatever they do, we'll always love you. The words that you say lighten up the burdens of the day. Whatever you do makes us want to follow. Whatever they say, whatever they do, I'll always love you.
It's an old song that I kind of connect with for some reason more now than I did a while ago. This is from one of my early albums called Man of My Jackan. It's called Maybe You're Right. Good, why then, where did it go? I can't think about it no more. Tell me if you know. You were loving me, I was loving you, but now there ain't nothing but regret.
regret. Nothing, nothing but regret. Everything we do. Put up with your lies, lie. You put up with mine. God knows we should have stopped somewhere. We could have taken the time. The time has turned, yeah. Some call it the end. So tell me, did you really love me like a friend? It's all over now. It'll never happen again. No, no, no. It'll never happen again. It won't happen again. Never, never, never. It'll never happen again. No, 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 no. Right, or maybe you're wrong, but I ain't gonna argue with you no more. I've done it for too long. It was getting so good. Why then? Where did it go? I can't think about it no more. Tell me if you know. Loving me, I was loving you. Now there ain't nothing but regret. Nothing, nothing but regret. Everything we do.
Yusuf joins us live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
On your last record, Another Cup, you did a cover, notable cover of The Animals' Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Do you feel that you, or do you worry that you are misunderstood?
Well, yes. I mean, from the very beginning when I, you know, even going back to the very early days when I was a pop singer, a little teeny bop, you know, pop singer, I noticed what happened. The process was that I'd have an interview and then suddenly they'd be putting in different things, which I never said or I never did. You know, I said, wow, is this the game? Is this it? You know, so I started playing along with it. But from day one, in a way, the media has the ability to kind of drum up stories and to create an image or a life size that you're not, you know. Then people have to kind of match up to that, and they do, like the Stones, you know. It's a rebel group. Now, if they were written about like Beach Boys, they might have turned out different. Who knows? But they took this angle and the press heightened it and, you know, it became more intense and the Stones became the Stones. So I think that I, you know, Cat Stevens had a certain persona in the beginning. I wanted to drop that as fast as I could. And an opportunity came when I contracted tuberculosis when I was 19. It was only about 1 year in the business. I'd had my hits, you know, and suddenly I was on my back, you know, in a hospital. But that gave me a chance to make that break. And then I thought, well, who am I? You know, and I started reading some mystical books, you know, like Buddhist books, and started looking within me. And then I started growing a beard. And I suddenly realized I can wear what I want. You know, I don't have to wear, like, you know, velvet suits and be like Carnegie suit. That was, you know, my previous image. And I can wear my jeans and be me. And so I changed my persona, and that was great. I kept the name, you know. But and some people then discovered me in the States, you know. Then they said, well, ooh, who's this cat, you know, with this like album called Mona Bone Jack. And then came Tea for the Tillerman. I had a whole new life, you know, and that was great. But the thing is that, you know, we go through these changes, and then again, I needed to change again, because there was a point where I saw myself becoming a replica of my own, you know, image. And for God's sake, I was not there. I hadn't reached my goal. I needed help, and I got it. I got some divine help, you know, just to help me on that way.
It's been written that you had a near-death experience swimming in the ocean off of Malibu, not far from here. Is that true? Is that folklore?
That's true. Absolutely true. In fact, the guy's house I was at was Jerry Moss. He was at that gig, you know, we recently did. And he didn't know. Nobody knew what was happening out there in the ocean at that moment, you know. But God did. I said, and I called out to God at that moment. I was in some kind of, you know, terrible current. I couldn't get back to shore. And I called out to God, and I can't even remember whether it was loud or soft or what it was, but he knew, and he sent a little wave, and, you know, and that wave was enough to get me back to shore. I was back. I was alive. I was thanking God, you know.
Is it possible to lead a religious life in a secular music world?
We are aesthetic creatures. We like things which are beautiful. Sound, you know, has an amazing ability to brighten up the inner sides of our existence for some, I don't know, strange and mystical reason. We can go into so many directions with music. And I think it's also powerful in the way that it brings us together, because when you have a lot of people listening to the same music at the same time, you're together. You know, you're creating unity amongst the hearts, and that's beautiful. That's really beautiful. Whereas if we play football, I'm going to be against a whole other crowd, you know, or if it's soccer, whatever you call it, you know, then we're divided. Whereas music does something else. You know, it's amazing. So I think that unity is part of the spiritual path. It's having people live together, be together, you know, without friction, without conflict. And that's got to be a good goal.
We're joined by Yousef on KCRW. Do you feel a certain responsibility to be a bridge to understanding Islam for the West or for America? Do you feel that kind of that responsibility?
Yeah, I feel it more perhaps now than I did, because, I mean, I for instance, used to look at Islam as a no-no. You know, it shouldn't interest me, it didn't interest me, because my father was Greek Cypriot, and therefore we had a natural enmity against anything Turkish, you know. Mm. And so Turkish and Muslim all goes together. So I had a big block about Islam, but then I broke that block, or that block was broken when I was given the Quran. And here, it wasn't a matter of reading a headline about what Muslims are doing, what's happening in the world, blah, blah, blah. This was a pure, direct, you know, fountain of the source of Islamic knowledge straight there. And I was given it. And when I came to it, I suddenly realized, wow, this looks like a crossroads between Christianity, Judaism, and this looks like the Abrahamic faith, which is actually one of the terms of Islam. One of the names of Islam is also the religion of Abraham. And I was so surprised discovering this. I went off in my own kind of private little discovery. And when I finally, you know, accepted Islam as my faith, then, you know, I kind of made a bit of a news about it, but I thought, well, this is a private thing. But then, of course, what's thrust upon you at that moment is suddenly the Iranian Revolution suddenly broke out about a year later. Everyone was talking about Islam. And then I became a kind of focus point. People wanted to ask me things. I wasn't prepared. Mm-hmm. And so I had to go through a whole kind of learning curve. But it's important that I am who I am, you know, because I can act as a bridge. And I think I'm pretty well placed to be that, you know, as a looking glass, if you like, but through which, you know, the West can see Islam, and Islam can see the West.
Let's talk for a moment about your charity work and Small Kindness, your work in the community. Can you speak on that?
You know, I've always tried to be a bit charitable. Since I started earning money, I felt kind of obligated. to use some of that for charity. And even in the old days, I was probably after Danny Kaye, I was the first UN, you know, ambassador, you know, for peace and for UNICEF. But I've always been interested in charity. And when I became a Muslim, of course, then it becomes obligatory. Actually, charity is not something, it's not voluntary anymore. You got to do it. So I started getting involved and I realized that I wanted to, you know, help a lot of people. And there were so many catastrophes in the world, you know, where do you start? And I'm now concentrating mainly in an area which has been so damaged by war, you know, and conflicts, the Balkans, you know. So we're very heavily sort of, if you like, maintaining educational programs, orphans programs in that area. When the tsunami hit, you know, then I just, you know, we had to do something for that area too. So when an occasion comes up, you know, I try to help. And we have a charity called Small Kindness. I call it Small Kindness because I don't need it to get big. You know, it doesn't have to be like, because I know that when things get too big, you get all these administrative costs and it starts to be like 80%, you know, on that side, and 20% gets to the people. So we try to keep it small.
The album is Rhodes Singer, and I do want to just thank you so much for stopping by, spending time with KCRW. Youssef, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here's a little song. It's already turned into a folk tale, a legend called Boots and Sand. 2, 3, 4. I was traveling boots and sand, I'd bound for Miracle Land. Met a man called Buckingham, said, "Joe, won't you join our band?" Nickel jangled in the jukebox, spread of Nashville sang. So we carried on a long, long road to a place where we've been told all your records turn to gold, birthland of rock and roll. As we reached the border, seven sheriffs arrived. Me and my gal saddled outside.
Who are you?
Is your name this?
I guess it is.
You're on our no song list.
Oh no, sir, no.
To a friendly bird, flew us back to the lower world. As we reached the morning light, fame came overnight. It's a strange, strange thing, whatever songs you have, some call good, some call bad.
What song is this?
It's a pretty good one.
Now I'm back on the long, long road. One bag and a song I wrote. A little prayer in my hand. Just me, boots and sand. It's so quiet in the ruins, walking through the old town.
Stones crumbling under my feet. I see smoke for miles around. Oh, it's enough to make you weep. All the remains of the main street. Up in the park on the Sunday. Dogs chasing and the children play. Old man with his head down. Can't see nothing more around. No. But he remembers how it used to be. Back in the old days.
So nice to see you coming back in this town again. It's nice to see a friendly face come beeping through. Haven't you in the afternoon now? So nice to see you coming back in this town again.
Ah, but it's all changed. Winter turned on man. Came down one day when no one was looking and it stole away the land. People running scared, losing hands and dodging shadows of falling sand. Buildings standing like empty shells and nobody helping no one else. Young child with his hands high, ain't able to see no reason why. No, he remembers how it used to be.
So nice to see you coming back in this town again. It's nice to see your friendly face from beeping through. You better know what you're going through now. You came back here to find your home. It's a black horizon that you don't recognize. Evil destruction has taken everything. You better walk on the side while you're still walking. Just keep on walking on down the street. Keep your distance from the people you meet. Oh Lord, and you better watch your eyes. Cause the smoke that's emanating, you won't rise again. So nice to see you coming back in this town.
Freedom at what cost? People needing more and more, and it's all getting lost. I won't back. I won't back. Back to the time when the earth was green and there was no high walls and the sea was clean. Don't stop that sun to shine. It's not yours or mine. No. Old singer came to town. Long cape and hat. People stood and stared, then closed their doors as he passed. He strolled the empty street. Kids banged on tin cans. Then the panting dogs began to bark as the road singer sang. Where do you go? Where do you go? When hearts are closed. When a friend becomes a stranger, nobody wants to know. Where do you go? Where do you go? When the world turns dark and the light of truth is blown out and the roads are blocked. He stopped by a store between the barrels and sacks. Child's face peeped out and gave a smile and ran back. Behind
behind a misty glass on a window pane. A little finger drew a perfect heart and her name. Where do you go? Where do you go? In a world filled with fright, only a song to warm you through the night. Where do you go? Where do you go? After lies are told and the light of truth is blown out and the night is cold. Different tongue, they'd understand. He showed him how to share and took him by the hand, showed him the path to heaven through the desert sand. Where do you go? Where do you go to find happiness in a world filled with hatred and tears? Where do you go? Where do you go if no one cares? And everybody's lost looking for theirs.